Now, as we've gone through this whole series of videos, we've gone through these 17 different points, and you probably remember that I talked to you back at the beginning about how important a particular scripture verse is to me. And that's Jesus' statement that he is sending us into the world in the same way the Father sent him into the world. So, if you want to know how to do almost anything in the kingdom of God, step back and look at how Jesus did it. Because Jesus does not lead us by standing up and lecturing. He leads us by being our servant and our example. He is the greatest of all because he is the servant of all. He continues to be the servant of all, and he doesn't rule over us by his power and authority. But as we become more and more like him, we also need to see something about the pattern that he followed as he made disciples. His disciples started out as his servants, and then they became his friends. But in the end, he died and presented them to his Father as his brothers. In your walk with your disciples, perhaps they will be your servants for a season. I certainly hope you will be their servant. And you should become friends with them, close, intimate friends with each of them. But here's the real question. When you have discipled them, when they've seen all there is to see about you, will you be ready to empower them and release them to walk as your brothers? Brothers who look to you for your experience, but brothers who are in every sense your equal, and brothers that you expect to do greater things than you have ever done, even greater things than you ever will do. You see, Jesus himself said that we would do greater things than he did. So our disciples, we should expect them to do greater things than we do. And after they've been with you and walked intimately with you, day after day, week after week, month after month, and they've seen how you deal with your finances and how you deal with your family and how you deal with your ministry and how you deal with God, are you going to be prepared, as Jesus was, that when one of your disciples turns to you and says, "Hey, just let us see the real Jesus and we'll be ready to believe everything you've taught us," are you going to be able to look him squarely in the eye and shake your head and say, "My friend, have you been with me all this time and you still don't know? If you've seen me, you've seen what Jesus is like." That's the objective, to humbly be a living representation of the Lord Jesus in the lives of your disciples, to be their servant, even as Jesus has chosen to be your servant. I hope you can accept this challenge, and I hope that you will, just as Jesus asked you, go into all the world and make disciples, teaching them, baptizing them, and more than anything else, loving them. I love you, and I remain his, thus yours.